Hello folks, it's Pilgrim Chris here, just taking a break from mowing my lawns. I say lawns, they don't really, that sounds rather grand for my huge expanse of grassy area. Probably meadow would be more appropriate, certainly full of weeds and buttercups and daisies and all that sort of thing. Frogs, I get plenty of frogs there. Not very nice when you mow over one though. Anyway, I digress. What time was I saying? Oh yes, I'm taking a break from mowing the lawns, the gardens, the meadow. And I've got to tidy up the house too while I think about it. I have an important guest coming over this evening. I say important. Important in my eyes anyway. And I'm sure important in his mother's eyes too. So I've got to tidy up a little bit. I shall only tidy those areas where he'll pass through, i.e. lounge, kitchen and downstairs loo. I shall leave the upstairs well alone. I don't like tidying up at the best of times. It's a glorious sunny day, I'd rather be out. However, I digress. This boo is a response boo to Kate Sparkle, who has just posted a boo entitled Too Much Stuff. The link at the bottom of my audio boo page underneath this boo. It was an interesting boo. Kate recently moved house and sorting out all her stuff and is asking the question, quite specific question, about what do we do with all our digital stuff? Do we have too much of it and how do we organise it? Indeed, do we organise it? And if so, how? It reminds me of a boo Ernmander made recently, curating his apps and talking on along similar lines, really. What do we do with all the stuff that we put out there on these various social networks, whether it be tweets, photographs, videos, etc. They're scattered here, there and everywhere for most of us. If we want to sort them all out and pull them all together, how do we do that? Well, this is something that's quite dear to my heart, really. I'm working on a project, one of many at the moment it seems, of how to pull in all your data from the various places you've posted it to. I think it's a good idea to back up your data. I use various storage cloud options to back up all my data too, as well as now and again I'll back it up to a hard drive. I'm not overly concerned if I lose it all, really. I'm more concerned... What am I more concerned about? Well, I like the idea of keeping it in one place, or a few places that are easily accessible. So I use Dropbox and Syncplicity and Box and various other online cloud storage options. I use a few of them because that way I get a lot for free, and I use each one for specific things. For example, I'll use Syncplicity to store my videos. Those videos might also be on Keek, YouTube, or wherever, Mobly, etc., that I might post the odd one to, but I try and save them all and put them somewhere else just in case these sites ever go down, which is another interesting thought. If all these various apps that we use, the sites behind them disappear, what happens to our data? What do you do with your data? How do you sort your stuff out? Do you sort your stuff out? Or is it once it's out there, sort of it's semi-forgotten? Thoughts would be welcome. And thanks Kate Sparkle for an interesting boo. And thanks to Ernie, because it sort of ties in with what Ernmander was saying himself earlier. Well, thanks for listening. I must get back to mowing my lawns and tidying my house on this glorious sunny day. I did catch a bit of sun yesterday and burnt the back of my legs. Oh well. The life of a leisure. Speak to you all soon. God bless.